C'était OK. It was OK. The sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb être. To be. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action or state that was in progress in the past. Here, it refers to something that was okay or acceptable. Ça a marché. It worked. This sentence is quite simple. Ça is a contraction of cela, meaning that or it, and a, which is the contracted form of avoir, meaning to have. Marcher is the past participle of the verb marcher, meaning to work or to function. Ça is the subject of the sentence and marcher is the verb in the past tense. So, the sentence literally translates to that has worked. However, in English we would normally say it worked, which is what the sentence means. Il est 3h30. It is 3:30. Breakdown. Il is the pronoun, he, or, it, in this case. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. Trois is the number, 3. Is the noun, hours, in the plural. Means, and demi is a noun meaning half, in this context, referring to half past the hour. Key concepts. Time expressions in French. The time is expressed using il est, followed by the hour, and minutes. Demi is used to indicate half past the hour. Agreement. The noun, heures, must agree in gender and number with the pronoun, il. It's the third person singular, so we use the feminine plural form. Il est 8h30. It is 8:30. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être. To be. The subject is il. He slash it. 8h. Means 8 hours, and trot means 30. Il est 8h30. It is 8:30. The sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the third person singular. And the time is expressed as 8:30. C'est une télé. This is a television. C'est is a contraction of ce and est. This and is, respectively. Une is the feminine singular definite article meaning a, and télé is short for télévision, meaning television. Ça va. That's okay. Slash it's fine. Slash this is good. This is a very casual, everyday phrase in French. It's used as a greeting, or a response to, how are you? Ça is a contraction of cela, meaning that. Va is the third person singular form of the verb aller, which means to go. The full meaning of ça va is that goes or that is going, but it is used as a polite way of saying I am fine or I am doing well. Il fait froid. It is cold. This sentence is very simple and straightforward. Il is the third person singular pronoun meaning he or it. However, in this context, it is the impersonal pronoun used to refer to the weather, meaning it. Fait is the third person singular form of the verb faire, which means to do or to. to make. However, in this context, it is used in an impersonal construction to describe the weather. It translates to, it is, in this sentence. Froid is an adjective meaning cold. C'est froid. It is cold. The sentence. C'est froid. Translates to, it is cold. Here's a breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and air is. It is the third person singular form of the verb to be, être, and agrees in gender and number with the subject, which is implied in this case. Froid is an adjective meaning cold. C'est sombre. It is dark. This sentence is very simple. C'est is a contraction of c'est, which means it is. Sombre means dark. Elle est morte. She is dead. Breakdown. Elle is the subject pronoun, meaning she. Elle is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. Mort is the feminine past participle of the verb mourir, to die. The sentence is in the simple present tense, and the past participle mort agrees in gender with the subject pronoun elle. C'est mort. It's dead. Here's a breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce, this slash it, and est is. It is used as a short form of it is or this is, and acts as the subject of the sentence. Mort is the masculine singular form of the adjective mort. Dead. It is used as the predicate adjective in the sentence. Il est mort. He is dead. This is a very simple sentence in French. It uses the être verb conjugated in the third person singular present tense est and the past participle mort, which means dead. C'est fait. It's done. This sentence is quite simple. It utilizes the c'est structure, which translates to, it is. Fait means done, and in this context it is an adjective modifying the implied noun, it. This sentence indicates that something is complete. C'est simple. It's simple. This is a very basic sentence in French. C'est is the contraction of ce, this, and est is. It is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. Simple is an adjective meaning simple. This sentence literally translates to, this is simple. The literal translation is awkward in English, so we use the more natural, it's simple. C'est de la nourriture. This is food. The sentence, c'est de la nourriture, is a simple declarative sentence in French that translates to, this is food, in English. Breakdown. C'est colon, this is the contraction of the verb être, to be, in the third person singular, and the pronoun ce, this, de, colon, this preposition, meaning of, introduces the following noun. It indicates that the food is of a certain type, or category. La, colon, this is the definite article, feminine singular, meaning the. It indicates that the food is specific, and known to both the speaker and the listener. nourriture. Colon, this is the noun, meaning, food. It is the subject of the sentence. Key concepts. Contractions. In French, the verb être often contracts with the pronouns se, cet, cet, and se to form the contracted forms se, 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 and se, so, respectively. Prepositions. Prepositions like de are important for indicating relationships between words in a sentence. Articles. Definite articles like la are used to specify a noun and make it clear that the speaker is referring to a specific object or idea. C'est gratuit. This is free. The sentence consists of two words. C'est colon, this is a contraction of ce, this, and est, is. This is a common contraction in French, making the sentence more natural and flowing. Gratuit colon, this means free, and is an adjective modifying the pronoun ce, this. The sentence uses the simple present tense in the third person singular form. Aspire. This sentence is an imperative, which means it gives a command or instruction. Aspire is the imperative form of the verb aspirer, which means to inspire. The sentence inspire means inspire someone or give inspiration to someone. Il est plein. He is full. Breakdown. Il. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he. Est. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb être, meaning to be. Plein. This is an adjective meaning full in this context. The sentence is a simple subject-verb adjective construction, and the adjective plein describes the subject ill. C'est dur. It's hard. The sentence uses the c'est construction, which is a contraction of c'est, meaning this is. Dur is an adjective meaning hard or difficult. The sentence expresses a simple statement of fact. Elle est ici. She is here. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the être verb, which is a very important verb in French because it is used for the present tense of the verb to be. The subject is elle, which means she. The word ici is a French adverb that means here and is used to indicate location. C'est ici. This is here. The sentence uses the c'est, which is a contraction of ce, this, and est, is. This is a very common way to say this is in French. Ici means here. C'est le sien. This is his slash hers. This sentence uses the demonstrative adjective c'est, meaning this, and the possessive adjective sien, meaning his slash hers. Le sien is used because the sentence is referring to a masculine singular noun, but it can also mean hers, depending on the context. C'est la sienne. This is hers. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person singular form of the verb être to be, which is est. The word la is the definite article for the feminine singular noun. Cien. Cien is the possessive adjective for hers in this case. Il est tard. It is late. This is a simple sentence in the present tense, using the il, he form of the verb être, to be, and the adjective tard, late. The subject of the sentence is il, which is an impersonal pronoun that refers to time. Tard is an adjective that is describing the subject. Il, which in this context is time. C'est perdu. It's lost. This sentence is simple in its structure. It uses the c'est construction, which is a common way to express it is, or that is, in French. C'est is the contraction of ce, this slash that, and est, the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. Perdu is the past participle of the verb perdre, to lose, which in this case is functioning as an adjective modifying the pronoun ce. So, the sentence literally translates to, it is lost. C'est le mien. This is mine. The sentence, c'est le mien, is a simple statement of possession. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est is, it is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. Le is the definite article meaning the. Mien is the possessive adjective meaning mine. The phrase translates literally as, this is the one of mine. The definite article, le, acts as a placeholder to identify the object being claimed. C'est la mienne. This is mine. This sentence uses the c'est construction, which is the equivalent of it is or this is in English. The pronoun mienne is the feminine singular form of mine. It is used to indicate that the speaker is referring to a female object that belongs to them. Écoutez. Listen. The word écoutez is the imperative form of the verb écoutez, to listen. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests, and it is often used in a direct and abrupt manner. Here, the exclamation mark at the end of the sentence emphasizes the command. C'est à moi. This is mine. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of c'est, which means, this is. À means to or at. Moi means me. Grammatical notes. The sentence is in the singular form, indicating that the object being referred to is singular. The use of a indicates possession. The speaker is claiming ownership of the object. The pronoun moi is in the direct object form, which is used after verbs such as être, to be. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est is a common contraction in French, and it's important to recognize these to understand spoken French. Possessive pronouns. In French, possessive pronouns are used with a to indicate ownership. Direct object pronouns. Direct object pronouns, like moi, are used after verbs to indicate the object of the verb. Il s'agit du mien. This is mine. The sentence is: Il s'agit du mien. Il is a pronoun meaning it. S'agit is the third person singular present tense of the verb s'agir, meaning to be a question of, or to be about. Du is a contraction of de le, meaning of the. Mien is the masculine singular possessive adjective meaning mine. So, the sentence literally means, it is a question of mine, which is understood as, this is mine. C'est ouvert. It is open. The sentence. C'est ouvert. Literally translates to, it is open. This is a simple declarative sentence in French, using the present tense of the verb. Être. To be, in its third person singular form. C'est. Is a contraction of the definite article. Ce. This slash that, and the subject pronoun. Il. It. Ouvrir. Is the past participle of the verb. Ouvrir. To open, which acts as an adjective in this case, describing the state of being open. C'est le nôtre. This is ours. The sentence uses the être verb, which is the verb to be in French. The word le is the definite article for masculine singular nouns. Nôtre is the possessive adjective for ours. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is understood to be le. In this case, c'est la nôtre. This is ours. C'est is a contraction of ce. This and est is la is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Nôtre is the possessive adjective, ours, in the feminine singular form, agreeing with la. This sentence demonstrates the use of possessive adjectives in French. The form of the possessive adjective must agree in gender and number with the noun it modifies. C'est à nous. This is ours. Here is the breakdown. C'est. This is a contraction of ce. This and est is a. This is a preposition that means to or at. Here it is used to indicate possession and translates to ours. Nous. This is the pronoun meaning we. Since we are talking about ownership, we translate it as ours. Key concepts. Contractions. French often uses contractions to simplify speech and writing. Prepositions. Prepositions show the relationship between words. Pronouns. Pronouns are words that replace nouns. Nous is a subject pronoun, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. C'est sûr. That's right. This sentence is a simple confirmation. It translates literally to, it is sure. C'est is the contraction of il est, meaning it is. Sûr is an adjective meaning sure or certain. C'est du sable. This is sand. C'est means this is or it is. Du is a contraction of de le, which means of the. Sable means sand. This sentence uses the indefinite article du, which means some or any, and is used before masculine nouns that start with a consonant sound. Il est temps. It is time. Breakdown. Il is the third person singular pronoun, he or it. In this case, it refers to time, because time is a masculine noun in French. Air is the third person singular present tense of the verb être, to be. Temps is the masculine noun, time. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb est agrees in number and gender with the subject, il, it, because temps is masculine. Literal translation. The literal translation of this phrase is, it is time. However, in English, we often use, it's time, as a more natural expression. Seller. It is time. This sentence is very simple. Say is a contraction of sir. This and air is lure is the feminine noun. Our time with the definite article. Le contracted to l before a vowel sound. C'est pas possible. That's not possible. Breakdown. Say. C'est is a contraction of C. Sir. This and EST. Air. Is pas. Pa. Means not possible. Possible. Means possible. The sentence is a negative statement using the contraction, say, and the negative adverb, pas. C'est vrai. That's true. This is a very simple sentence that uses the pronoun, si, which is a contraction of ce. This and air is vrai. Is the adjective true. C'est du boulot. This is work. The sentence, c'est du boulot, is a very common French expression that translates literally to, it is of the work, but in English, we would simply say, this is work. The subject of the sentence is, c'est, which is a contraction of, ce, meaning, this. The verb is, air, which is the third person singular form of the verb, to be. The object of the sentence is du boulot. Du is a contraction of de le, meaning of the, and boulot is a slang word for work. So, du boulot means of the work, and the entire sentence means this is work. Sort. Jump. This is the imperative form of the verb. Sauter. Meaning, to jump. The imperative is used to give a command, or instruction. The imperative form for, you, singular, informal, is the same as the infinitive, so the sentence translates directly to, jump. Resta distos. Stay at a distance. This sentence is a command, or imperative in the second person singular. Rest is the imperative form of the verb. Rester, which means, to stay. It's in the singular form, referring to, you. A distance is a prepositional phrase. A means, at, and distance means distance. The phrase together means at a distance. The sentence as a whole means stay at a distance. Reculer. Step back. The verb reculer means to step back or to move backward. In this imperative sentence, reculer is conjugated in the second person plural, so it is telling a group of people to step back. Reste à l'écart. Stay away. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command. Rest is the imperative form of the verb. Rester. To stay. À l'écart means away from or apart. À is the preposition to or at. L is the contracted form of le. The and écart means distance or separation. So the full sentence means stay away from or keep your distance. Restez à l'écart. Stay away. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or instruction. The imperative mood in French is formed by using the infinitive form of the verb, without the to. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Rester. To stay, conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all or you plural. À l'écart means away in this context. It is a prepositional phrase made up of the preposition à, at, to, and the noun l'écart. Distance, separation. So the entire sentence translates to stay away. Recul. Step back. The verb reculer means to step back or move backward. It is a regular verb in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or instruction. Recul is the second person singular form of the imperative, which is used to give a command to one person. Restez en arrière. This means stay behind. Here is the breakdown. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez meaning to stay. The imperative is used to give a command, and in this case, it's addressed to the second person plural, you all slash you. Or is a preposition meaning in or at. Here, it indicates a location, specifying where someone should stay. Arrière is a noun meaning back or rear. It's combined with or to form the phrase en arrière, which means behind. Therefore, the entire phrase restez en arrière translates to stay behind. Restez en retrait. Stay back. Breakdown. Restez is the second person plural imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. This is used to tell someone or a group to do something. En retrait is a prepositional phrase meaning back or away. It is formed by the preposition à in and the noun retrait. Withdrawal. Key concept. Imperative verbs. Imperative verbs are used to give commands or instructions. In French, the imperative form of verbs can change based on the pronoun used. Impossible. It is impossible. The exclamation mark indicates a strong emotion, in this case, disbelief or frustration. The word impossible means not possible in English. It is a straightforward statement expressing that something cannot be done or is not achievable. Reste en arrière. Stay behind. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command. Reste is the imperative form of the verb. Rester, which means to stay. En arrière means behind. It's a prepositional phrase that tells us where to stay. Reste en retrait. Stay back. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Rest is the imperative form of the verb. Reste. To stay. The imperative form is used to give a direct command. A is a preposition meaning in or at, and in this sentence is being used to mean at. Retrait is a noun meaning retreat. So the sentence is telling someone to stay in a position of retreat, or to stay back. Restez calme. Stay calm. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. The imperative form is used when you are directly commanding or requesting someone to do something. Since it is a command directed at more than one person, the verb is conjugated in the vous form. Calm is an adjective meaning calm. In this case, it acts as an adverb modifying the verb. Restez. This is a simple and direct command to stay calm. Gardez votre calme. Keep your calm. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or instruction. Gardez is the imperative form of the verb. Gardez. To keep, in the second person plural. It is directed at a group of people. Votre is a possessive adjective meaning your. Calm is a noun meaning calm. Garde ça. Keep that. This is a simple imperative sentence. Guard is the second person singular imperative form of the verb. Garde. To keep. It is used to give a direct command to a single person. You. Sar is a pronoun meaning that. It replaces a noun already understood in the context. So, garde ça means keep that. Garde cela. Keep that. Breakdown. Garde is the vous form of the verb. Garde. To keep. It is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or instruction. Celler is a pronoun that refers to something that was previously mentioned or understood. It is the masculine singular form of sir. This. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands or instructions. Pronoun. A word that replaces a noun or noun phrase. Garde-le. Keep it. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. Garde is the imperative form of the verb. Garde, meaning to keep. Le is the direct object pronoun for it. It is directly affected by the verb. Garde. Garde-le. Keep them. This sentence is a command in the vous form, meaning it is directed at a group of people or a formal singular person. Gardez is the vous form of the verb. Gardez, meaning to keep. The s ending indicates the vous form in the imperative mood. Less is the direct object pronoun, meaning them. It refers to something previously mentioned or understood. So, the sentence translates to keep them. Garde. Keep them. This is an imperative verb, which means it is a command. Garde is the imperative form of the verb. Garde, which means to keep. It is conjugated in the second person singular form, meaning you, singular. Le is the direct object pronoun, which means them. It is in the masculine plural form, Because the object being referred to is plural and masculine. So, the entire sentence is simply a command to keep them. Guards are. Keep that. This sentence is a very simple imperative sentence. It is telling someone to keep something. Guard is the imperative form of the verb garde, which means to keep. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. Sa is a pronoun that stands for that. In this case, it refers to something that has already been mentioned or is understood from context. Hors de question. This means out of the question. The literal translation is out of question. However, in this context, the phrase order out of is used to express strong disagreement or refusal, making the statement a strong and emphatic no. Garde ceci. Keep this. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The subject pronoun vous, you, is understood because the verb garde, keep, is conjugated in the second person plural. Ceci. This is a demonstrative pronoun, indicating that the object being referred to is close to the speaker. Gardez-vous chaud. Keep yourself warm. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Gardez is the imperative form of the verb garder, which means to keep or to hold. Or is a contraction of à le, meaning to the. Chaud is an adjective meaning warm. So, the full meaning is keep yourself to the warmth. This is a common phrase used to tell someone to stay warm, especially in cold weather. Garde au chaud. This is a command meaning keep warm. Garde is the imperative form of the verb garder, meaning to keep or to guard. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction. Au chaud is a prepositional phrase meaning warm. Au is a contraction of à le, meaning to the, and chaud means warm. Therefore, garde au chaud literally translates to keep to the warm. Nous avec Tom. She breaks up with Tom. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning it is happening now. The verb rompre means to break up or to break off, and is conjugated in the third person singular. The word avec, avec means with. Rompre avec Tom. Break up with Tom. This sentence is a direct imperative, meaning it is a command. It uses the verb rompre, which means to break up or to break in this context. Rompre is conjugated in the second person plural, which means you are giving a command to a group of people or to someone you are addressing informally. Avec means with. So, the full meaning of the sentence is break up with Tom. Quitte Tom. Leave Tom. This is a very short and direct imperative sentence. It is telling someone to leave Tom. The verb is quitte, which is the imperative form of the verb quitter, meaning to leave. The imperative is used to give commands or orders. The object of the verb is Tom. Quitte Tom. Leave Tom. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, telling someone to leave Tom. Quitter is the imperative form of the verb. Quitter. To leave, conjugated in the vous form. This form is used to address a singular person formally, or to address a group of people. Tom is the direct object of the verb, indicating the person being left behind. Ainsi soit-il. So be it. This phrase is a common French expression that literally translates to, so let it be. It is used to express agreement, acceptance, or resignation. The phrase is composed of two parts. Ainsi means, thus, or, so. It is an adverb that introduces a consequence, or result. Soit is the subjunctive form of the verb. Être. To be. In this context, it acts as an imperative, meaning, let it be. The phrase soit-il is a contracted form of soit-il. It is often used in formal or literary contexts. En aucun cas. In no case. This sentence uses the négation. En aucun cas, which literally means, in no case, and is used to emphasize the negative. It's a strong way to express a firm refusal, or impossibility. Laisse faire. This means, let it be. The phrase, laisse faire, is an imperative verb phrase. The verb, laisser, means, to let, and is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. Faire means, to do, or, to make, and in this context, it means, to be, or, to happen. This phrase is a common idiom in French, and it expresses a laissez-faire attitude, meaning a hands-off approach to something. It can be used to suggest that something should be allowed to happen naturally, without interference. Laisse tomber. Let it go. This phrase is an informal way of saying, give up, or, forget about it. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb. Laisser, meaning, to let, or, to leave. Tomber means, to fall, but in this context it is used idiomatically to mean, to drop, or, to forget. The phrase, laisse tomber, is a common expression in French, and it can be used in a variety of situations. For example, you might say, laisse tomber. If someone is trying to convince you to do something you don't want to do, or if you are trying to avoid a conflict. Abandon. Give up. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning, abandon, or, give up. The verb, abandonner. Abandonner. In this case is in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command, or make a request. The ending, indicates the singular imperative form, meaning it is addressed to one person. Laisse tomber. This means, let it go. Or, forget it. Breakdown. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb, laisser, which means, to leave, or, to let. The imperative is the command form of a verb. Tomber means, to fall, but in this context, it means, to go, or, to be forgotten. Laisse tomber is a colloquial expression that can be used to tell someone to relax, stop worrying, or give up on something. Laissez tomber. Let it go. This is a very common French expression meaning, let it go. Or, forget it. Breakdown. Laissez is the imperative form of the verb. laisser. To let, to leave. It is in the plural form, so it can be addressed to more than one person. Tomber is the infinitive form of the verb. Tomber. To fall. It's being used here in a figurative way, meaning to let something go, to forget about it. In summary, the literal translation would be, let fall. But the meaning is much more idiomatic. It's like saying, let it slide, or drop it. It is often used in a casual, friendly way to express a kind of indifference, or lack of concern. Du calme. Calm down. This is a short, imperative sentence meaning, calm down. Du means, of the, and is used here as a contraction of de le, meaning, of the. Calm is a noun meaning, calmness. The exclamation point at the end denotes the imperative mood, making it a command. Renonce. Give up. The word renonce is the imperative form of the verb renoncer, which means to give up. It is a command meaning give up. The imperative form is used to give commands and is only used in the second person singular or plural forms. Abandonner. This means give up or stop it. The verb abandonner is a regular verb. In this sentence, it is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands. Abandon. Give up. The sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Abandon is the imperative form of the verb. Abandonner. Meaning, to abandon. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions. In the imperative mood, the subject pronoun do you is understood but not stated. Therefore, the complete sentence is you give up. Less. Let it be or leave it alone. This is a very informal imperative verb. Less is the imperative form of the verb laisser, which means to let or to leave. Less is used to tell someone to stop doing something or to leave something alone. Sans façon. This translates to no problem or don't worry about it. Breakdown. Sans. This means, without. Façon. This is a noun meaning, ways, or, manners. The phrase literally means, without ways, but in this context, it's an informal way of saying that something is easy, or not a big deal. Tranquille. This means, calm, or, relaxed. The word. Tranquille. Is an adjective meaning, calm, or relaxed. It's a common way to describe a state of being at ease. Laisse-moi partir. Let me leave. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb. Laisser. To let, to allow. Moi is the pronoun, me. Partir is the infinitive verb, to leave. Therefore, the sentence means, let me leave. It is a direct and forceful request to be allowed to depart. Laissez-moi partir. Let me leave. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Laissez is the imperative form of the verb laisser, which means to let or to allow. Moi is the pronoun me. Partir means to leave. So, The literal translation is, let me leave. Lâche-moi. Let me go. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Lâche is the imperative form of the verb lâcher, which means to let go or to release. Moi is the object pronoun meaning me. So the sentence literally translates to let go of me. Lâchez moi. Let me go. This sentence is a direct imperative, meaning it's a command. Breakdown. Lâcher is the imperative form of the verb lâcher. To let go. It's conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it's addressing multiple people. Moi is the direct object pronoun meaning me. Is the exclamation mark, indicating a strong imperative. Therefore, lâchez-moi! Exclamation, translates directly to, let go of me. Laisse-moi m'en aller! Let me go! This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb, laisser. To let, with the pronoun, moi. Me, in the dative case, indicating that the action is directed towards the speaker. The phrase m'en aller is a reflexive pronoun construction, where m is the contracted form of me, and aller. To go is used in its reflexive form with the reflexive pronoun en. From it, this construction is often used to express the idea of leaving, or going away. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, let me go away from this place. Laissez-moi m'en aller. Let me go. This sentence is a powerful expression of a desire to leave a situation, or escape a constraint. Here's the breakdown. Laissez. This is the imperative form of the verb laisser. To let, to allow. It's commanding someone to let something happen. Moi. This is the object pronoun, me. It indicates that the speaker is the one who is being let go. M. This is the contracted form of me plus R. Used to avoid repetition. Ah. This pronoun refers to something previously mentioned or understood in the context. It's often translated as it, but can also be them, that, or this. Here, it likely refers to the current situation or constraint. Aller. This is the infinitive form of the verb to go. It indicates the action being let to happen. The entire phrase expresses a strong desire to leave the situation and regain freedom. Laissez-moi y aller. Let me go there. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or request. It's made up of the following parts. Laissez. This is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. To let, to allow. In this context, it's a polite way of saying, allow me. Moi. This is the pronoun, me, used as the indirect object of the verb. Laissez. E. This pronoun is a placeholder for a location previously mentioned in the conversation. It essentially means, there. Allez. This is the infinitive form of the verb aller. To go. In this context, it's used as a complement of the verb laisser. Key concepts. Imperative. This sentence is a command or request, urging the listener to allow the speaker to go. Indirect object. The pronoun moi is the indirect object of the verb. Laisser. Meaning it receives the action of the verb indirectly. Placeholder pronoun. The pronoun. E. Acts as a placeholder for a location previously mentioned in the conversation, making the sentence more concise. Laisse-moi y aller. Let me go there. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb. Laisser. To let, to allow. In this case, it is in the second person singular form, meaning you, informal. Moi is the pronoun, me. E is a pronoun that refers to a place that has already been mentioned, in this case, there. Aller is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. Key concepts. Imperative. Used to give commands or make requests. Pronoun placement. In imperative sentences, the pronoun usually comes after the verb. E. Colon, a pronoun that refers to a place previously mentioned. Laisse-moi partir. Let me leave. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb. Laisser. To let, in the second person singular, you. Moi is the pronoun, me, and is used as the indirect object of the verb. Laisser. Partir is the infinitive form of the verb. Partir. To leave.